Mickey, and I'm here to tell you just a little tale about something that had happened to me. Now I was walking down the street in the middle of the week, thinking everything was going all right. And then along came a man, I mean a gentleman, with a face that set my mind in flight. I said, holy girls, is this a dream or is it really real? I mean, a person in view, can it really be true or do I just need to take a pill? But when he said hello, well, I knew right then that my mind wasn't playing no games. Then I said hello and we both began to hear each other's name. Well, he told me his and I told him mine, and then everything began to fall in line. My telephone number he had wanted from me, I said 469 or 123. Well, he wrote it down with no hesitation, I was hoping he would take it as an invitation. Well, he called my house about 10 that night, then I felt that everything was falling just right. We talked for about 20 minutes of time, you see I told him all that was on my mind. I said, since we met I've been checking you out, and I just have to see what you're all about. He said, baby love, I'm not like the rest, because what I'm made of is nothing but the best. What separates me from the other guys is personality that can socialize. Now I can treat you like no other man, because no one can do it like Eddie can. Now what I have in mind is a little plan about going out, and I hope you can, because while we're together on our day, we can get a relationship going straight. Then I said, maybe we can give it a chance, I mean, what can happen but a little romance? Then I'll see you later, Miss Foxy Lady, I'll be picking you up in a blue Mercedes. Well, that Friday evening heard at the door was a blue Mercedes I did adore. Well, I got inside and we were on our way. I told him how much I liked this OJ. Then we went uptown to check out the sound. I got the car and I looked around. I saw a sign that was on the door. It said, welcome to Studio 54. When we went inside, my ears started popping. The people were dancing like there was no stopping. Well, I took Eddie's hand and we went on the floor. It gave me more than I bargained for. We did the spank, we did the freak, we even did the Flintstone. And everybody there was feeling unique, because no one was alone. There was couples here, there was couples there, there were couples damn near everywhere. And all of them were doing their thing while the DJ was rocking like a king. Oh, the disco beat was spread across the nation. I mean, the man was rocking with a sound sensation. I was rocking the floor like I never thought I could, just a rocking with a sound and feeling so good. Then the party was over and we had to go, so I went to the movie to check out the show. With the kung fu fighters fighting to the end, one fell down and got up again. So when the show came to its end, we were in the car on the road again. So he took me home, walked me to my door. I asked the man what he had in store. He said, I'd like to go in for just a little while. And then he looked at me with an honest smile. So we went inside, sat down to rap. Then the man put his hand on my lap. Then he started to kiss me on my lips. I figured that his mind must have took a trip. So I jumped out my seat, pointed to the door, and said, don't try to see me ever no more. So remember, girls, this little tip: before you let a man take you on a trip, you have to see what he's all about, or he might just want to bust you out.
Bust her out, bust her out.
A rap and keep his cool, well, you best believe that could be his best too. Now the first impression plays a major part. Don't think he can walk up and steal my heart with corny lines. He don't have no swing. Like, for example, hey, you sweet thing, see, I'm looking for a man I call my own, the kind that can help me when I'm all alone. So I don't need a man that gets his joys from hanging on the corner and drinking with the boys. You see, I need a man that can treat me good and make me feel like a lady.